Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah.
Guys?
Sarah.
Sarah. Are you kidding me? Am I on? Alice at 97.3,
yeah,
Sarah
us,
Vinny.
And Vinny.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just us.
Alice at 97.3,
right,
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I'm trying to get their attention, but they're not listening.
Good morning, everybody. You know what? It is going to be, right now, the sun is rising here over the Bay Area. Can she hear us? We're on.
Okay. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have we been on for a long time?
Yep.
Brendan, how did I not hear your 10 seconds?
I don't know. No. And then I kept trying to talk to you as Vinny was doing his thing.
Was going, all right, hey,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Sorry, we're trying to work out something with a story that we're doing. That's totally on me because I was just, I heard the 1 minute somehow.
She said 1 minute, Sarah.
Yeah. Sorry about it. I am. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3 and Trash is brought to you by National Pizza Party Day. Now that we can gather in small groups, crack open a couple beers, throw yourself a little pizza party on Pizza Party Day.
Oh.
It's really just an excuse to have pizza. I mean,
I know.
Really, any excuse will work.
You don't need an excuse. Just have it. Doesn't matter.
I actually do need an excuse because I need to be able to rationalize it to myself. I know pizza's no good for me. So it's Pizza Party Day. What am I supposed to do?
It makes you happy, so therefore it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mental health.
Yes,
okay.
Mental health.
You know what? I'm fine.
Mental health.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Excellent. We didn't swear or anything, did we?
We didn't swear.
Oh, that's
no.
good.
Yeah. I quickly turned you guys off when I realized.
Oh, you. That was good thinking. That was super solid. Good. Oh, they're not. They don't know
nice
they're on.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Nice. Cocoa,
well, the problem
Jesus.
Was I didn't know if I was on either. So I was like going, "Hey, are we? Am I on? Can I even start? Can I start?"
Yeah, and I'm like, go for it.
That was terrible. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
If you're still with us, hi.
Oh, are you kidding? People love when people are screwing up. They go, oh, they're screwing up and they don't even know. Let's see how
let's replay this at 9.
No, we're not replaying this at 9.
Oh, yeah, I think we should.
No.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm hoping the news break will be better. I think I already just stepped in it at the beginning of the 9 o'clock. Let's pretend we're going to use this one at 9. Hey, everyone. Good morning. It's National Pizza Party Day. Now that we can gather in small groups, crack a couple beers, throw open some pizza boxes, and chow down. Okay. I'm going to start with, can you name the most iconic shot from the original Mission Impossible Tom Cruise movie? Like, what springs to mind when I say the shot from that?
No, I can't. And I just recently, in the last 2 years, I've rewatched them all, and no, do you mean like a scene or a picture?
It's
like
it's a scene,
shot.
But it's when it was the first thing that popped into my mind because I don't watch those the way you do. Like
I don't know if the first one is the one where he comes down on the ropes,
ding
and lands.
Ding, that's
okay.
It. There it is. He gets lowered into a room, and then he gets dropped and he lands inches from the floor. So it's the big shot from that movie.
Sure.
It was in like the trailers and everything, and there he is. He's sort of working on a computer while he's being suspended above the ground.
Right,
the
floor
the ground,
is pressurized. Right. He can't step on it, can't touch it, or it'll set off the alarms. They mocked it a million different ways through the years, whether it was in commercials or award shows or whatever.
He inserted a floppy disk there.
Yeah. Well, it's old timey. It's old. Yeah. You know, I don't know what year that was made, but it's well, let's see. They're saying it's the 25th anniversary Blu-ray is out.
Mm.
Okay. So that would have been 96, I guess. When we were still using.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Oh, look at him wiggling. Oh, they dropped him. Oh, goodness. Oh, gracious.
But he's still hovering and hasn't touched the floor yet. Pull me up.
Yeah. That takes some real body strength.
All right.
So they're talking about how they filmed this. And he's being lowered by cables into CIA headquarters. Accidentally, he's dropped until he's just centimeters from the floor. It was a very hard shot to get, and for this 25th anniversary Blu-ray, they've described it and have shown some of the other scenes from it. He says, "We are running out of time. I keep hitting my face. Every time they drop him, he's bouncing off the floor with his face." You can't hit Tom Cruise in the face too many times. He said it just didn't work. So he asked for everybody's pocket change. And he put it in his shoes as a counterweight. He's like, I'm just barely not able to keep my face up off the floor.
All right.
So they fill his shoes with pocket change and they get it right on the very next take.
Oh, that's genius.
I know. Brian De Palma was the director. Tom says he remembers dropping on that take and going, "Oh, this is great. I didn't touch. And I'm holding it. And I'm sweating. And Brian De Palma just keeps rolling." And it turns out De Palma was just torturing him. He said he purposely made Tom hang way too long. And then he starts laughing and he calls out, you know, "Cut." But he just made him hang, you know, because it looks like it's hard.
It's a neat shot. Yeah.
It's a really great shot. And he just made him hang. So I guess if you're a
That's funny, isn't it?
That's right, Tom. I made you hang. So good. That laugh. Oh, he's amazing. Anyway, that was that iconic shot from the original Mission Impossible. It took forever to capture it and they finally got it thanks to pocket change.
Nice.
Which is excellent. And I don't know if people must just collect Blu-rays the way some people collect record albums, you know?
My brother-in-law does that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he, like, has this entire Blu-ray collection, but then he also, like, burns it to, I think his Xbox or some console. He, like, burns the movie to that.
He can store it on there?
Yeah, but he keeps the DVDs mainly for, like, the, I was going to say
like
movie
the liner
art
notes and stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because sometimes I think that's like the incentive to buy them now. It's like limited edition poster, like, or whatever.
They get all kinds of extra stuff.
Yeah. Because
stuff
you don't really
there.
Need to buy that stuff anymore, but he still will do it.
I suppose it's true, too. They say there's all kinds of little extra scenes, and then isn't there a way you can run like director's commentary over the actual film? Like, if you've seen the film 12 times already, now
yeah,
you
have that feature on the DVD.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good argument for it.
Well, plus you actually own the DVD. You don't own it when you buy it on Apple or anywhere
which
else.
Which does turn
We've
out to be the case.
Talked about that at length. Like, you find yourself going, I can't, if I move or I quit Apple.
You're not going
to I have a friend back. Who made this big dramatic quit of Apple. I don't know what they did to him. But it was one of those, I'm switching to Android, no more. And I was like, all right. But whatever he'd purchased is not his anymore.
No. Even albums and, I mean, everything. Unless you've burnt that to something else, gonzo. It's more of a lease. More like a long-term rental agreement.
So there's a good reason to buy them.
Sure.
You actually
own them.
All
the little extras. I do not want a Radnet shoe. So I'm going to tell you a couple of keywords here and you tell me you're covered, you've got this covered or not. 11-year-old girl.
Nope.
Attempted.
Oh, I know. I did send this to Vinny, but
okay.
I just liked it because of
it's a crazy great story.
It relates
story.
To what
Do
Vinny
it.
And I have
it's
talked
crazy
about multiple times.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely saw this and thought, I love this story. I want to make sure we're doing this.
Yeah. This it sounds girl. Like a home run for the replay. Let's go.
Okay. Yes, it's a replay. All right. 11-year-old girl. Well, we're doing the secret show. There's a little girl, and she fought off an attempted kidnapping. And she said that she credits Law and Order SVU.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
For her quick thinking. I guess she was playing with something called blue slime. Didn't you say your kids play with slime, Vinny?
My kids my oldest loves to make it. It's the stinkiest, messiest nightmare ever, just like kinetic sand. I'd like to punt both of those products, items, whatever you want to call them, to the moon. They're awful. All right, you were saying, yes, slime.
So
the slime isn't that messy, I think. It's pretty, because it all, like, it goes up together.
So have you made slime at your house?
Uh-huh, we have.
With the shaving cream and the Elmer's glue?
My God, that sounds horrible.
There's Elmer's glue. I don't think there's shaving cream, though. I think we have a different
recipe. There's, multiple ways to make it.
Yeah, well, the one cream. My kid found was with shaving cream, which has the stuff they use, this Barbasol or whatever, has this stench.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody shaves with it, but I'm assuming it's old people who grew up with that stuff. But either way, the stench is awful, and then on top of it, it's Elmer's glue. Mm-hmm. And where, yes, you're right. The little compact piece of slime that's been made is, right, you know, self-contained. The mess behind them that they made while making it, that's left for mom and dad to pick up. Also, with the dye used to make it colored.
Baking soda, dye, contact lens solution.
Yes, there's that.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a trick.
Yeah. But it's a thing,
on
Sarah.
The counter, let her play with only on the counter, though, with cookie cutters and stuff.
Oh.
So it's pretty easy.
Well,
contained.
This little girl, she's 11 years old, being identified only as Alyssa. I don't know if that's her real name or not.
Alyssa.
I mean, she's 11 years old. So nobody wants to give too much info about her. She lives in Florida. She's waiting for her school bus. And this guy, who has apparently approached her on another occasion, about 2 weeks beforehand, she said a guy talked to her. She told her mom about it, and her mom walked her to the bus stop for the next 2 weeks. The first day that she does not get walked, the guy shows back up. Did you see him? So we're actually watching the video, and maybe we can make this a clip, or we'll put the clip up. This guy comes hauling ass out of his car. The girl's sitting sort of in the middle of like what looks like maybe a turnaround median or something.
Yeah, right in the middle of the freaking street is where
right
she's sitting.
Right in the street. Mm-hmm. She's sitting in the middle of the street. She's playing with her blue slime. And the guy pulls up and gets out of his car, runs full tilt at her. They struggle, and she manages to put up enough of a fight that he takes off. She smears his arms on purpose with the blue slime. She said she was even thinking in her own head that Mariska Hargitay would be proud of her.
I'm proud of her.
Right. She slimes him, and that's how they identify him later. That's how they get that's how they know
it's
this
guy. Was there DNA on the slime, or he still had slime
on
him?
He had the slime on him, because I guess they immediately went after him. He's in like a white SUV.
Uh-huh.
So the county sheriff said the girl was waiting there for the bus. The man drives up. He gets out of his vehicle holding a knife and ran at her. She says, I tried to run, but he caught me. She's sitting on the ground. So by the time he's crossed the 30 feet between her and his car.
He's a grown up. Of course he caught her,
God,
right?
God, it's crazy. I mean, that has to be the scariest thing.
I always thought watching Law and Order, I'm like, okay, I'm prepared for anything now. Like, you see it all, especially SUV. I mean, SVU. Yeah. You can just, you know what to do. So I would have done what she did. Like slapped
him. If you had the stuff.
Yeah, just to be like, this is what's on my hands. That's, you can find him by looking at the slime on my hands.
Well, good for her. That's a really brave little girl. And a I hope that guy is getting beat up as we speak.
Yeah,
well, hope somebody in jail is still punching him from last night.
He's been charged with attempted kidnapping of a child under 13, aggravated assault with a weapon and simple battery. He's being held on, looks like, a $1.5 million bond.
And he must have stalked her every day, like the whole 2 weeks that mom was there. It wasn't by coincidence that he was probably there every day until mom wasn't there and then made his move. That's sickening.
It is. It's disgusting. She said that she felt very proud of herself. She said she believed that Detective Olivia Benson, Mariska Hargitay's character, would probably tell her, "You're brave and good job."
Mm-hmm.
Mariska Hargitay says, "You're brave and good job." She posted a message saying, "I am so honored to be part of your incredible story. You are one brave, strong, and smart young woman. I think the SVU squad might have to add slime to their crime fighting gear." And they, even the county sheriff was saying, yes, she got him with the slime. And that's that. That helped us make an absolutely positive identification right there.
Can
so
you
little 11-year-old Alyssa.
That call, your kid was, there was just an attempted kidnapping. Oh my God. Oof.
It's just this guy's intent as he gets out of that car.
Yeah, like, the way he charges
the way he charges her. It's the one of the most. I mean, it's just a guy running, and mm-hmm. it's one of the most frightening things I've ever seen.
His well, and you got to think
a kid 2 years younger maybe wouldn't have had the kind of strength that an 11-year-old.
Right.
I mean,
right?
It's,
absolutely.
Oh, just she just gave me chills.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The with bad. Kind. I hope he's still getting beat up.
Yeah, yep. Never stop punching him, you guys. Form a line. As soon as this guy gets tired, let's bring the next guy in.
So gross.
Ugh.
Do a good job, judges there in Florida. Do a good job.
Yes. Don't let this
What's
one get
the term?
Away.
Throw the key away, I believe, is or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I don't know what this guy's priors are, but that it doesn't... That just... It, the just the malice in that... ditch, you know, last ditch run across to grab her is just
well and I the stalking like he'd clearly put her mm-hmm. in his sights like mm-hmm. specifically if he'd been following them each day till mom finally said okay I guess you're safe
right
and I bet there, mom's like I could have stopped that from even happening had I mm-hmm. gone you know again today scary.
Yep. It is. There's a. It's some kind of stationary CCTV camera that this entire incident is caught on. I mean, you. It's. I'm sure it'll be all over everybody's.
He can't have known that was there because his license plate certainly got seen, right?
Agreed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's maybe there's a business right there or somebody's Ring camera. I have no idea. Yeah, but it's
the there's camera. You got to assume there's cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean,
yeah. They say that. If you're in public, you should assume you're on camera.
I'm sure there's a shot of each of us picking, you know, a winner out of our nose or butt. I mean, that's just the reality.
Oh, I constantly do that. I'm right. Mm-hmm. I just have accepted that. They could do a montage on me.
Right.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
The feds have seized 68 big cats from the Tiger King Park in Oklahoma. This is the one. I don't know. What do you do with 68 big cats? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you check their health, and if they're okay, I guess you just start spreading them out to zoos around the country.
Yes,
you
mean,
don't have a
the
choice.
Only thing. I would have said, you know, you send them to Carol Baskin, killed her husband, whacked him.
Probably got to neuter them or spayed them or whatever you call that when it's a big cat because they're probably damaged, you know, genetically. Because that guy
absolutely
was, what that
inbred,
guy was
right.
doing. They can't, you can't put them into the.
They had a bunch of cats with Jeep eyes. I'm like, well, that doesn't look like how they should look.
Bad job, Tiger King.
Yeah. So they seized their federally protected lions, tigers, lion-tiger hybrids, and a jaguar as part of a court-approved agreement to, there's a Department of Justice complaint against Jeffrey and Lauren Lowe. These two are maybe even the worst people in this entire documentary that we all watched at the beginning of the pandemic, the Tiger King. They're just horrible people. So it accused, there's a civil complaint accusing them of recurring inhumane treatment and proper handling of animals protected by the Endangered Species Act. And they apparently during a hearing last week, the judge found them in contempt for failing to comply with court orders that said you have to have a full-time qualified veterinarian on site at all times. And now they're saying, we just want out completely. We don't want to fight this anymore. Just come get the kid. We're done. We're out. Lowe's out. We're going to go back to Vegas, get a new hot nanny, and we're going to go back to I don't know why anyone would give up that life to run a tiger park anyway.
Well,
so,
it's brought them fame, right?
It's, yes.
Fame is that weird thing that money can't necessarily buy you. So you've got to get it where you can get it, and he got it as the new Tiger King, right?
Ugh, yuck. Joe Exotic looks like he may have prostate cancer, and he's asking Biden for a pardon. I don't know if you'd this has been floating around for a bit.
Is that his newest ploy? Sick.
He revealed he may have prostate cancer in a message to fans on social media about a week ago. He is currently serving a 22-year-old. He's actually serving a sentence at a federal prison in Fort Worth, and told fans that his medical records show whatever, something that indicates he might have prostate cancer. And now he says, my body is tired. I've lost a tremendous amount of weight. The mouth sores are out of control.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Ew.
I throw up more than I eat. He doesn't want anyone's pity, but he does want a presidential pardon. So he's hoping.
I do
want
to be free.
I do.
Just, I think his husband divorced him too.
Yeah.
That
guy's named Passage, David Passage? Or...
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Well, hopefully that guy sobered up. What have I been doing?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
To me?
Not
Where
sure.
am I?
But I think Joe's like ignoring the request.
Oh, he won't sign the divorce papers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Oh, Dylan.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dylan. He'll be in prison for many years. Unless Biden pardons him. I don't know. What do I know? All right. That's going to do it for me. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The classic hairstyle that's making a comeback for men.
Oh.
And the Warriors play tonight. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.